你知道啦。
唔做啦！
你开咗个头，你就要做到底，提字啦！
Somebody in here?
Holy Moses.
Seen this MO before, Detective? Men cremated alive?
Yeah. Third time this year.
11th time, actually. There were 3 in Seattle, 3 in Los Angeles, and 2 in Boston, all Chinese men. Between the ages of 20 and 40, all recent immigrants.
And we weren't able to determine any of that until just recently. The other two bodies were much more badly burned. We got lucky with this one.
Lucky? That's an interesting word for it. Got any leads on this case, Detective? Any thoughts or ideas?
We got a big influx of immigrants from Hong Kong trying to get out before 1997. And we've seen stepped up gang activity in the Chinese community, but so far we can't tie these deaths to anyone or anything.
You got anybody that can read or speak Chinese?
Yeah, Glenn Chow. He's right over there. What?
Can you get him for me? I want to see if he can read this for me.
Sure.
Glenn!
One second.
Glenn Chow, Agent Mulder.
Hi.
Hi.
What do you got?
There's something written up here on the ceiling. I was wondering if you could read it.
Yeah. It says, Guai. It means ghost.
Ghost?
Does that mean anything to you?
I don't know, but it's something strange for a man being burned alive to write, don't you think? What's this? Does anybody recognize this? Looks like some kind of foreign currency.
It's called hell money. It's used as an offering during the Chinese Festival of the Hungry Ghosts.
Is it worth anything?
It's not money, per se. It's a symbolic offering to the evil spirits and the ghosts for good luck.
Where would I get this hell money?
Well, there aren't a whole lot of places in Chinatown that sell it.
It's good. Maybe we just found a way to identify the body.
His name is Johnny Lowe. He moved here about 6 months ago from Canton. Still in the INS application process. He was a dishwasher in Chinatown.
How many dishes do you have to break before your boss tosses you in an oven?
I think it's pretty clear this is some kind of a horrific cult or gang retribution killing.
Why would he write the character for Ghost on the inside of the crematory oven?
I don't know.
What about the guards seeing three figures that seem to vanish without a trace?
So now we're chasing ghosts?
Who are you going to call? Ghosts or ancestral spirits have been central to Chinese spiritual life for centuries.
So you're saying that the ancestral spirits pushed Johnny Lowe into the oven and turned on the gas?
Well, it was sure teaching to respect his elders, wasn't it?
I checked all the neighboring buildings. Nobody saw or heard a thing. Not surprisingly.
What does it say?
I don't recognize that. It could be idiomatic. Some kind of code.
It's still tacky.
Can you copy it down for me?
Yeah, sure.
Talk about tacky.
Someone's been here. This place has been cleaned out. Look at this.
What's that smell?
Maybe it's this new carpet.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
What slumlord would spring for a new carpet in a dump like this?
Looks like they saved some money on carpet tax and didn't even bother replacing the old padding.
What's this?
Chinese herbal medicine.
What about this?
It's a dried frog. I think they're sometimes used as charms. Good health, prosperity, protection.
Looks like Mr. Lowe could have used a little of both. Let's get this blood tested.
去退一陣。我去邊啊？去見人啊。想一見人，見啲乜嘢人啊？我有事，賺錢好嗎？要返河內。你可以請一回。要賺錢，睇醫生。醫生話做手術要太多錢啊。
唔好咁講。對唔住啊，拉遲咗。你先規矩啊！對唔住啊。 Gino.
Tell you what any one of these things are.
Well, the roots mostly. Ginseng, turmeric. Then you got your more exotic stuff. Bear gallbladder, snake, shark fin. Usually prepared in a soup or a tea.
What have the victim been using?
Need you have my leg. She says that it's skullcap root and Chinese angelica. They're used for painkillers.
Does she remember Johnny Low or remember selling it to him?
你識得 Johnny Low 嗎?你有冇買個藥俾佢?
有啊。
Ask her if she knows he's dead.
你知唔知佢死咗?
唔知啊。
Ask her if she recognizes those characters that were painted on his door.
你知道呢啲字點解?
空宅,鬼屋嚟嘅。 What was that about?
She says that the house was branded a 空宅, a haunted house.
Haunted? You mean by ghosts?
Yeah. It's hard to give an exact translation, but it's what I was telling you about before. The Chinese Yulanji, the festival of the hungry ghosts. You see, on the 15th day of the 7th moon in the Chinese calendar, it's believed the gates of hell are opened and the ghosts of unwanted souls roam the earth. Now, believers protect themselves by leaving gifts of food and hell money outside their homes to appease the ghosts, to keep them from coming inside and causing trouble. But for some spirits, the ghosts most feared by the Chinese, there's no buying them off. The preta, the ancient ghost of a murdered man who wanders the earth, exacting his revenge on the living. Or the Wu Zheng Guai, who collects the souls of doomed men and drags them down to Taiyu, to the Chinese hell.
You think these murders could be related?
Oh, it makes sense. This year's festival's just about over.
What about you, Detective? Do you believe in Yu Langi?
I find it hard to argue with 2,000 years of Chinese belief. The stuff my parents and grandparents believe in. But the truth is, I'm more haunted by the size of my mortgage payments.
Night patrolman described three men wearing the same masks as the ones ID'd at the crematory.
What were they doing here?
We don't know exactly. They were spotted around this grave over here, but we can't figure out exactly what they're up to.
Is this a newly dug plot?
Yeah, there's a burial here at noon tomorrow.
Chinese?
I don't know. We can check. Chow, see if you can get the name of the future occupant here.
I still don't understand what anybody would want with an empty grave.
What the hell's he doing?
Something just occurred to me. Looks like somebody was trying to get two burials for the price of one. What'd you find?
A lot. I haven't even finished my preliminary visual exam. Look at this. This guy's like a jigsaw puzzle. These are all surgical incisions. And judging by the color of the scars, I'd say they were all made within the last year.
What was wrong with him?
If you ask me, nothing.
Nothing? What do you mean?
Do you know how much the human body is worth, Mulder?
Depends on the body. I don't know, a few bucks? How much?
It's worth a fortune.
You're saying that this guy was selling his body parts for money?
A kidney, a portion of the liver, and cornea, bone marrow. A person can lose these things and live to cash their Social Security checks.
He won't be cashing any Social Security checks anytime soon.
No. But if I'm right, this is one man who left his heart in San Francisco.
Skelly, even if you're right, it doesn't figure. There's no long-term business sense to dying. And what connection does this have to the crematory deaths?
Well, I only saw one body, but the only thing that wasn't burned to a delicate crisp on Johnny Lowe was his glass eye.
Yeah. 不好意思，老爷找了。
What's this?
Maybe you can tell us. It was found in the body cavity of the man who was dumped in the grave.
This?
You said the frog was a symbol of luck and prosperity. Unless this is somebody's sick joke, I'd say it must have another meaning.
Well, if it does, I don't know what it is. I mean, it could be some kind of triad symbol, something from organized crime.
Well, maybe you can tell me this. Have you heard any word on the street about the black market selling of body parts?
What? Here in Chinatown?
This man with a frog in his chest was missing a cornea and a kidney. They were taken prior to the time of death, before the final removal of his heart. And I found what is known as sterile ice on the skin in and around the incision on his chest. It is a substance that is used to preserve human organs for transplant.
I don't even know where to start.
Well, we're going to need more help from you than that, Detective.
The implication being that I'm not trying to help?
No.
Either you resent us being here, or you feel some kind of protectiveness towards the Chinese community.
Look, you don't even know what the hell you're dealing with here. This isn't some pretty little lacquer box you can just take the lid off and find out what's inside. You might see the face of a Chinese man here, but let me tell you something. They don't see the same face. They see the face of a cop. American-born Chinese, ABC. To them, I'm just as white as you are. You know, you think because I speak the language, I can get all your answers for you, but what good is an interpreter when everyone speaks the language of silence?
What's this?
It's the name of the company that installed the carpet in Johnny Lowe's apartment. I just happened to run across it while I was sitting there twiddling my thumbs. You coming or not? I'm Detective Chow with the San Francisco Police. Could we have a word with you?
I'm late for work.
It'll only take a minute. Could we come in, please?
Mr. Sin, can I ask what happened to your eye?
Accident at work, carpet tech.
How long have you lived in this country, Mr. Sin?
3 years.
You live here alone?
Hello? My daughter.
Mr. Sin, you laid a carpet in an apartment that was occupied by a man named Johnny Lowe.
I don't know the name. The man I work for tells me address only.
Well, we contacted the man that you work for. He said that it must have been a job you took on the side. He has no record of a work order.
What was the name of the man who lived in this apartment?
His name was Johnny Lowe. He's dead now, murdered. And we think that the carpet was made in an attempt to cover up evidence.
Your employer said you usually work
at the correct time. Oh,
Baba, I've been to her.
Could I need though?
May I
be?
Do you remember who called you about the job?
I don't know any of this.
Thank you, Mr. Sen. If we need you, we'll get back to you, okay? Thank you.
What's up?
I'll tell you in a second.
What's that about?
He has the back window blocked up. Told him it was a fire trap.
You know what this is?
No.
Do you know what it says?
It's a character for wood.
Wood?
Yeah, why? What are you thinking?
But this guy didn't have an accident at work.
He's missing his eye, and I'd like to know how he lost it.
I'd say we monitor Sin's every movements.
I doubt they're to the ophthalmologist, though.
Baba, neya mafana.
Aiya, jo mata. Jika van hoi chong ha, hoi la, hoi la.
Jik nyan ma ya siya.
Mo ye, siu siu je.
Mo hoi jing chan ha.
Jo ye, hai gam ha.
Ni kam an fung gung go jin si mo si ga. Ni ji hao jing chan ga.
Mguan ne si. Ni ming ma.
Bo ming ha.
Jin si na. Mo jing dim yi fan ne go peng.
Ni ama ye si. Mo jing sun na.
No, damn son. Gam lai ngô chui ngam gala.
Like you just saw a ghost.
No, I'm just a little tired, jumpy. One more string of firecrackers goes off, I'm gonna get out of the car and shoot somebody.
He hasn't left his apartment, has he?
No, but I'm glad you're here, because I was just about to go up and ask Mr. Sin if I could use his bathroom.
Well, you can use the one down at St. Francis's Hospital.
What do you mean?
Detective Chow was attacked in his townhouse tonight. I just talked to Lieutenant Neary. He says he's cut up pretty bad.
Well, who cut him?
I don't know, but I think we should go check it out.
你要出你说什么话你不玩了不玩了因为很多人没你那么好运你玩这么久抽到一场坏好多人羡慕你再抽一次吧老生现在差不多200万了你要点钱呢你或者比我更多
或者没那么好彩这个钱啊你可以用来救你的女儿的命啊或者没那么好彩或者在那里过生过阵子没人在这里<笑>应该
玩住先，谂定啲嘢啦，系嘛？你知道规矩啦，边个都唔准半途出。阿
女，
规矩就咁样啦，系嘛？边个都唔准破例，破例呢？ 太医为大夫修脚背呢。
唔该你，我靠你，
冇办法啦。
He's gone. I got down to see him. He's not in his bed.
Did anybody see him get up?
Well, the nurse said they just finished sewing him up, that he got up to go to the bathroom. That's the last anybody saw of him.
Why would he just take off?
Can I see his chart?
His chart?
Yeah.
Sure, I guess.
You want to see what his injuries were?
I want to see what his blood type was.
His blood type?
Why would he run?
You think Chow's involved?
Maybe all his heel dragging is a diversion. That ghost story is a ruse. What was the hematite of the blood we found on the carpet pattern? Thank you.
O negative.
Glenn Chow, O negative. Well, that's a coincidence.
Oh, wait a minute. What are you saying?
That the blood that we found on the carpet padding in the victim's apartment was Detective Chow's.
And I'd be willing to bet that he's the one that asked for it to be installed.
Mr. Shin.
Yeah, that conversation they had wasn't about any fire trap.
We're looking for Mr. Shin. Is he home?
No, I'm sorry.
Are you his daughter?
Yes.
May we talk to you?
What's your father involved in, Kim?
I don't know. He goes out. I know he does it for me. Because of me.
You're sick, aren't you?
I was diagnosed with acute lymphocytic leukemia 6 months ago.
But that's a treatable form of cancer.
We have no money or insurance, and now I'm fear that my father has done something illegal. That he made mistake and something bad is coming.
Who are these men that come to visit your father?
I don't know them. I just know my father say he went out. He went out, but of what, I don't know.
Do you know what this is?
No.
Do you know what it says? I found it over there by the TV before.
It is the symbol for wood. But in Chinese, it also corresponds to the eye. Like fire to the heart and earth to the flesh.
This is a human leukocyte workup. Was your father rejected as a bone marrow donor?
Yes, several months ago.
This is from the Organ Procurement Organization. It's dated only a month ago. Your father had an HLA, but he also had his kidneys measured, his liver.
They're playing some kind of game.
Scully.
Thanks. We need some information and we need it as soon as possible.
What kind of information?
He had a man come in here named Xu Yang Sin. He had an HLA workup and...
I think I may know what this is about.
What?
Well, we've seen a number of Asian men come in for typing and antigen workups, but when we find a compatible recipient for them, their doctor says that they've left the area or disappeared.
Do you have a name or a phone number for this doctor?
Yeah. to you.
Porter, right?
Yeah, that's where the doctor's phone is registered.
Hey, Scully, look who's here.
This must be the place after all.
Definitely not Chinese food I'm smelling. It smells like rubbing alcohol.
Or sterilized.
What's this?
你已经俾我哋警告过一次噶啦，唔会有第二次噶。俾个走啊！呢个女就死啊！你系杀紧两个人，唔系一个。根本呢个游戏系咁样玩噶嘛，赵先生系有危险性噶。我哋俾咁多钱你，就系想你照住我哋，唔好俾攞翻盒咋。林洋，呢个游戏。
What is that?
Sounds like it's coming from upstairs.
Hey,小心一点啊，成，唔好轻坏呢啲货啊。知道啦。
Nyo Kaune Yusu Nyo
Name Sai Pa Good day The thing we use in there你太迟了
我叫你走啊
阿秋啊你不要这么傻啦
秋 Hands in the air Hands in the air
你 still alive
一靠先应该杀死我。
What did he say?
He said, the game's not over.
My people live with ghosts. The ghosts of our fathers and our fathers' fathers.They call to us from distant memory, showing us the path.
No ghosts call to those men. You did by preying on their hopelessness and their desperation.
Yes, they were desperate. Just as I was desperate when I first came to this country. But I committed no crime.
You cheated them out of life.By promising them prosperity when the only possible reward was death.
In my belief, death is nothing to be feared. It's merely a stage of transition. But life without hope, now that's living hell. So, hope was my gift to these men. I don't expect you to understand.
I understand this. You are going to prison for a very long time.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
I just got back from St. Francis Hospital, Sin, still in intensive care.
What about his daughter?
I checked with the donor procurement organization. She's been put on the recipient list.
That's great.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
It's our case against this guy. We've had our task force interviewing everybody we busted at the gaming parlor that night.
And?
They put up a wall of silence. They all claimed to be members of some social club that they saw nothing.
Well, what about Chow? His testimony would be enough to lock this guy up.
We can't find him.
He was supposed to testify before a grand jury this morning. When he didn't show, they went to his home. He's vanished. Like a ghost.
This.